But first, that X Factor story. The Wakefield teenage mum who auditioned on X Factor this weekend and has since been splashed all over the tabloids has told BBC Radio Leeds that the show has not ruined her life, but the press coverage has ruined her reputation.
19-year-old Chloe Heald, who calls herself Chloe Mafia, says she doesn't regret entering the talent contest. She admits she had a string of convictions as a younger teenager, but denies allegations of prostitution. She's not spoken publicly since the allegations began, but we tracked her down to a new home in Bradford and she spoke exclusively to our reporter Abby Giola, and Abby showed her some of the tabloid coverage.
Have you seen the papers today?
Oh, no,
let me get it. Hang on a second. This is the Mirror from today. One of your friends has spoken to them. Is that true? Have you been arrested 140 times?
Oh my days. Almost every day something comes. Oh no. That's horrendous, isn't it?
Is it true, Chloe? Have you got a criminal record?
To be honest, yeah, when I was young, yeah, I was really stupid and I did do a lot of things that I regret. And obviously, like, when I'm a little girl, it just totally changed my world around, give me something to focus on. And yeah, I did do a lot of stupid things, but what the hell, man? Where they got all this from? 9-year-old prostitute embarks on a boozy life of crime. What the hell, man? They don't even know what they're talking about. The boozy mum, I don't even get a chance. They don't go out like once a month, what they're talking about.
No, they're saying that a friend of yours has told them all this, that you had were in trouble with the police a lot, that you'd been done for robbery, that you'd been arrested all those times. How much of that is true, Chloe?
Yeah, quite a lot of it's true. I won't say everything in there is going to be true, but there's quite a lot of truth in there. But, yeah, well, do you know what it is? Yeah, I've done a lot of stupid things, obviously, I was out of school young and that, and I think it's just boredom in it and there's nothing to do. I don't know, I've totally changed since all that. Obviously, my little girl's my world now. As soon as I had it, it's like, give me something to focus on in life. I think before, I just didn't have nothing to focus on. Didn't have school. I think there should have been some, like, sort of thing for young people to go to, which there wasn't. And obviously, falling with the wrong crowd and that, don't you? And all this was when I was so young, obviously. I had my little girl when I was 17. And when I was pregnant, all the time I was 16, I never drank, I never smoked. I ate all my healthy vegetables and everything. So all this is, like, before I was even 16. So it's just, like, dumb playground stuff, really, innit?
When you're reading this, how do you feel?
It's just, obviously, the story's not good if it's not juicy, yeah, but there's no positive ever, is there? Not a prosy, now I just look like a junkie as well. And obviously, it's so bad because it's got, like, words like mum in the same story, like, I'm a mum and that, and it just makes my daughter look so bad as well.
Looking at everything that's been in the press and things like this, does it make you wish you'd never done X Factor, that you hadn't gone on, that you hadn't put yourself in the spotlight?
No, I'm happy that I have done X Factor, but I'm happy I've done X Factor, yeah. I don't regret nothing really that I've done.
Well, the best one in the world, if you change your name to Mafia, no one made a change name to Chloe Mafia. You're sort of asking for dodgy publicity, aren't you?
Well, I don't know.
No? But, I mean, bless her, looking at the pictures in the Mirror this morning, the little girl is just gorgeous, lovely, you know, really cute as a button.
Exactly, and I don't think anybody expects to go and audition for the X Factor and then end up on the front page of the Daily Mirror being accused of all sorts of different things. We spoke to the X Factor, they told us that they were unaware of any criminal convictions, and you can hear more from Chloe after 8 o'clock this morning. We're also going to talk to a woman whose job it is to help people deal with suddenly finding themselves in the media spotlight.
And the wider issue will be dealt with by Dominic Busby after 9. Dominic will be along asking whether reality TV is intrinsically cruel. Are these types of shows going too far and exposing contestants who may have emotional and mental health problems? Is it turning our telly into a bit of a freak show? Or do you think if people put themselves there on stage in the public domain, they open themselves up to criticism and scrutiny?
Lots more debate on that a little bit later this morning.
So, survey's been done, has it not?
It has, yes. We love a... We